Chapter 3. Dan the Waiter.
Where's Jane?
Mr. Gray asked. She's in the laundry room, Dan replied.
Why isn't she here?
Mr. Gray said and went to look for her. Dan was pleased.
This morning I tidied up the storeroom, he thought, and now I'm a waiter. I'm being very helpful today.
He walked into the restaurant. All the tables were ready for lunch. Dan picked up one of the glasses.
How do you polish a glass? He wondered.
Then he remembered there was a can of furniture spray on a shelf in the storeroom. He went to the storeroom and found the spray. Dan took the furniture spray back to the restaurant and sprayed polish on all the glasses. Then he rubbed the glasses with a soft cloth until they shone. He was very proud of his work. He took the furniture spray back to the storeroom. When he returned to the restaurant, Mr. Gray was there. He did not look happy.
There's a very strong smell of furniture polish in here, he said. The guests won't like it. Who's used so much polish?
Dan opened his mouth to speak.
Don't just stand there, said Mr. Gray. Put a napkin beside each table mat and hurry. The guests will arrive soon.
Dan got a pile of paper napkins. He folded each one in half and placed it beside a table mat. There was one napkin left. Dan made a paper aeroplane with it. He flew the aeroplane across the room. A guest came in. He was wearing a pilot's uniform. The aeroplane landed in front of him. He picked it up and smiled.
Have you ever been in an aeroplane?
He asked Dan.
Yes, said Dan. I flew to America once. We had a wonderful holiday in New York.
Did you enjoy the flight?
Yes, very much. But it took a long time.
What did you like best?
Flying above the clouds, but...
But what?
I made a bit of a mess.
How did you do that?
It was an accident, said Dan. A steward was serving trays of food. I tripped and spilt orange juice all over a lady's shoes.
More men came into the restaurant. They all wore pilots' uniforms.
We all worked as aeroplane pilots, the man explained to Dan. But we're retired now. We meet here once a year to have a meal together. Are you new here?
This is my first day as a waiter, said Dan with a grin.
The man showed Dan's paper aeroplane to his friends.
Look what the waiter made, he said.
Let's see it fly, said one of the other pilots.
They watched it fly across the room. The pilots clapped and cheered. Dan was very proud. The pilots made paper aeroplanes with their napkins too. They threw them into the air. Soon, the restaurant was full of flying aeroplanes. Dan thought it was great fun. But then Mr. Gray came in. He was not happy.
Oh, look at all these napkins, he said, pointing to the floor. Pick them up at once.
But they're aeroplanes, said Dan. The pilots made them.
They are napkins, Mr. Gray said. Pick them up.
Dan did as he was told. Soon other guests arrived. The pilots sat at their table and looked at their menus. Jane came in, took out her pencil and pad, and began to take orders from other guests. When Dan had picked up all the napkins, the restaurant manager came up to him again.
Now, go and ask the pilots what they want to eat.